Good morning, everybody. How you doing? It is a morning disaster. Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Ray.
How are you?
It's a very Monday morning.
Did you just wake up? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. See, I get up early. I get up early on Mondays. You know, I take my daughter to school on Mondays. So.
Yeah.
I'm such a good father.
Yeah.
I look like a homeless person dropping my daughter off to a Monday morning. I'm a hot mess. Because I, you know, my hair is always, you know.
I don't hear about your hair.
I ain't got time. I ain't got time to do my hair, you know. That's how I roll.
I haven't done my hair. I look like Medusa.
Why were you like Medusa? It's just going.
I look like Medusa.
It's wild everywhere.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Good old.
I started
Nikki.
In bed with the ponytail, and somewhere in the night, it's gone.
Oh. Well, it could be worse. Your life could be worse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you could know Bill O'Reilly. He could be sexually harassing you.
And have $9 million.
I mean, God damn it. Who isn't he? See, there's another one now?
Another one?
Yeah. There's another one going out. Another big one's got a lawyer and going out. I mean, what's it been, like 13, 14?
Wow.
How many's too many?
It doesn't surprise me, really.
If I was at Fox News and I was ever, if I was at Fox and I ever sexually harassed anyone and was fired, oh, I'd be filing a lawsuit.
If I was at Fox News and I was a female, oh.
Well, I'd be around him all the time. No, I'm not going to say it. Nobody would subject themselves to that. That's a bad thing to say. But I mean, son of a bitch.
They're getting it left and right.
Jesus Christ. Fox's, the parent company, says they're going to open an investigation into sexual harassment claims.
But his ratings went up, what, 20%
Of course they go up. Yeah, the bunch of assholes out there want to watch somebody who sexually harasses women.
Yeah.
I don't care if he sexually harasses women. He speaks the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on.
Grab him by the pussy.
And by the way, why in the hell does this asshole need to sexually harass women?
Because they're pigs.
The only thing I can think of is he's clueless as to what harassment is. Or, I mean, some of the stuff he says to these women. They say he brings them in as in, like, all right, he tells them they can intern or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then he
sets up meetings with them.
Yeah, and then, like, implies
they think they're going to the bar.
Yeah, and they're going to, like, a date.
Yeah. And he's like, no, we're going to the bedroom.
If you suck my dick, you'll get a full-time job. You know, he's like, it's like that. And
right.
It's what in the hell? Who does this?
Bill O'Reilly.
It's unbelievable. Well, Trump's never. No, Trump hasn't done that. Trump's never been accused of that. Good Lord.
No, he just grabs by the pussy.
Well, but he. He just grabs. He doesn't need to set up. He doesn't need to set up meetings. He just grabs him by the pussy. No, I mean.
Roger Ailes.
No, Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes was accused of doing somewhat similar, but yet different. Now, Bill O'Reilly's a whole new type of creepy. And the thing is, I mean, you're Bill O'Reilly, all right? And he's been a top-ranked guy since when?
Forever.
Right? The latest one is in 2013. He had a woman as a guest on his show, Wendy Walsh, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was a guest on the show. And O'Reilly said he'd get her a job at Fox News, all right? after being a guest. And she was like, oh, okay, okay. And then he's like, well, let's go to dinner and talk about it. And let's go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to, you know, get up on it. And then when he didn't get up on it, he said, there's no fucking job for you. So, I mean, and that just sums it. I mean, there's a whole bunch more, but that sums up what the latest allegation is.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's got an attorney and so 20th Century Fox, the company that owns Fox News, you know.
They're like, here we go again.
Well, they're actually going to now investigate. They haven't investigated to this point.
Right.
And when you,
it was a personal matter.
And when you put that along with the fact that all his advertisers are pulling,
mm-hmm.
It can't be long. It just can't. Because I'll tell you, listen, this is the gist of conservatives and liberals and all this and all that bullshit, all right?
Right.
Conservatives love to complain as much as liberals do. Liberals love to complain as much as conservatives do. Make no mistake about it. They do.
Right.
But here is the difference. When it comes to these boycotts, all right? When it comes to boycotting of advertisers, I'm sorry, but there's millions of conservatives in this country that hate Chinese taking our jobs. They all fucking shop at Walmart.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
There are conservatives who do not like Chinese taking our jobs. They're against it. But yet they all shop at Walmart. Liberals, and I'm trying not to offend anyone, but if liberals get a bug up their ass, oh my God. They ban the store. They tell their friends to not buy the product. They act like they act like the world's gonna end, and you know you're a horrible person if you even visit.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah,
a liberal boycott always hurts more than a conservative boycott.
Right.
And I'm not. I'm certainly not bashing. I'm trying not to bash either side with this, but it's just a fact. You know, and that's what's going to happen here. These people are now they're now giving all the names of his ad. And now, is it right or wrong? Listen, I can only go with my own. I would never do what he's done.
Right.
I mean, you were an intern for me.
Right.
So, I mean, I think you would be.
I'm definitely scared of you.
Right. But certainly you were never sexually... Yeah.
Not to any other point like that.
Right. This guy's taking. Yeah, you were nervous just because. Oh my God, he's such a. Oh my God, he's so mean. I don't want him to yell at me or blah blah. No, that's and I'm fine with any boss being like that. No, I'm saying that this guy was going to interns and wanting them to do sexual favors for him.
Right.
You know. He told the one girl to rub her pussy with a falafel because he couldn't
figure. What?
Well, he was wanting to say loofah, the loofah sponge. But he goes, we're going to take a shower together. I'm going to get up behind you, my hard cock against your ass. I put my hands between your legs. Well, you can rub your pussy with the falafel. Or whatever. So his talking dirty fantasy goes to bringing food into the shower.
But he meant
to say with a loofah, you know. And the whole thing is they had it on tape.
Oh.
So I mean, the guy's he's up. O'Reilly's up. Some guy. He's up shit creek.
Yeah.
Because now the advertisers are pooling.
Yeah.
And by the way, here's the thing. Liberals. Listen, a lot of liberals, it's all talk. You know, it's all talk. And I hate when I just pick a side like this, but come on. A lot of liberals talk about how horrible the unfairness and inequities between the rich and the poor, about how much it hurts them and how the government's not doing enough to help and blah, 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 you know.
Right.
The government's not doing enough to help these poor people, blah, blah, blah. But then when they get a chance, they shit on the poor as much as anybody else, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not going to help. Well, certainly none of my money goes to help them. I have to buy things, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I think in a lot of cases, you'll find a lot of, you'll find that the biggest people who give are actually wealthy conservative people will give an extraordinary amount of money to, you know, to those
it's
in need.
It's a sport for them.
Yeah, to the, well, whatever it is, it's a, they do give. And there are.
I gave yeah. this weekend of my time.
But
and,
I'll tell you, I think
oh,
there's.
Oh, really? Well, there, I wrote a check this weekend for this.
And, I'll tell you, there's a lot of rich conservative people, though, who give money they don't even tell anybody. As long as they know and God know, they give it and they help out. I mean, they really will. I know of cases where people have had some kind of tragedy happen to them or something really bad. And someone who has money and who's wealthy and is religious will show up and just give the money and not ask for anything, not give their names, make it anonymous or whatever. They will take, and I know of this for a fact that will happen. That will happen. And don't get me wrong, there are liberal people who give money as well. However, I'm telling you, there's a lot of liberal people who bitch about, oh my God, the blacks in this country, they live in socioeconomic hard times and they live in horrible neighborhoods and blah, blah, blah. But none of them, when the hell have you ever lifted your hand to go do something to make it better for them?
Right.
Well, you have you gone to that neighborhood and helped make it better?
Right.
Have you showed up to have you tried to hire some of the people from that neighborhood? Have you done anything to improve it? Have you done anything to improve their way of life? And they're like, no, let the government. We want the government to do it. I wanted to point out both sides and before I get to this. But here's one thing that liberals do. They won't regularly watch like Sean Hannity and write down the name of his advertisers and go after them. They won't do that shit. But whenever they do something wrong, like sexually harass a woman or be racist or do something controversial, then they will watch the show. They'll write down the name of every freaking advertiser. And they'll go after it and they'll get it out. It's on Twitter. It's on websites. It's on Facebook. It's passed around. And so the advertisers are like, oh, shit, you know, we've been advertising on O'Reilly for, you know, 10 years. And no one ever said no one ever said a damn thing. Now we got these people aren't they're not buying our products. We can't live if they're not buying. In fact, they're telling all their friends to not go to buy our products.
Right.
So they're like, what the hell are we going to do? Well, we got to get back to where we were. I don't know. We got to get okay. Well, what if you pull off the show? If you pull away from Bill O'Reilly, then you'll be a hero. And they're like, "Oh, really? Oh, so yeah." So what they're going to start doing is they want to be, you know, they want to boycott or to pull off the show and then have the liberals come, come back.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that is the, that's the plan. And
Seems
six,
so.
Nikki, 60 freaking companies overall have pooled. And this is from overnight. 60 companies have stopped advertising on the Bill O'Reilly Show.
Wow.
Yeah. Angie's List is a big website, you know, where you get like different providers of home stuff, you know, like construction and things like that. They were a big advertiser on the show. They confirmed that they pulled their money off it. I mean, good Lord. It's crazy.
How do we have room for 60 advertisers?
Here's who's pulled, all right? Advil. BMW. He had some good advertisers.
Yeah.
He really did. He had Advil, BMW, Carfax, Credit Karma, Geico, H&R Block, Hulu, LendingTree, Pfizer, Progressive Insurance, Verizon, and Wayfair. Those are just some of them, okay?
Oh yeah.
They've all been regularly advertising on the Bill O'Reilly Show. Have you, and you're pretty liberal, right? Have you ever heard any liberal tell you over the last few years, "Oh my God, do you know Hulu is advertising on Bill O'Reilly? We got to boycott fucking Hulu." Has anyone ever said that?
No.
But now he gets caught up in this sexual harassment stuff. And they're like, and everybody's like, "Oh, we got to boycott Hulu and blah, blah, blah." I'm telling you, this is how it happens. This is how it goes. Bill O'Reilly's fucked up. I think he's done. Who's he going to have advertising? Yard sales? I mean, for God's sakes. You know, I mean,
I don't know.
Progressive Insurance pulling? Jesus Christ, Progressive Insurance, they advertise on anything. I think they ran tuning commercials for this show. I mean, they run everywhere. And they're pulling? God damn. Yeah. So if you're Bill O'Reilly and you've got those advertisers, okay, as well as many others, and you're making millions. Bill O'Reilly makes millions of dollars a year.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars. The show made almost $200 million in advertising a year.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you something. I know what I made on QLZ when the Morning Disaster pulled in we pulled in like $1 million of advertising in like 2002, maybe, whatever that was. And mm-hmm. I know what I made. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine what you made it. $180 million a year.
Right.
Jesus. And that's just one show?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even. I wonder let me check what his salary is. See if anybody. Because why? My question is, why in the fuck would you give this up? Why would
some people, it's just not enough.
He makes, what does he make? Bill O'Reilly will pull in $24 million. Holy shit.
Jeez.
That's insane. Unbelievable.
Is that just base salary or is that counting?
That's his salary with, he gets $18 million for hosting the Factor. He also authors books and speaking engagements. He makes $24 million a year.
Wow.
God damn. If you're making that much money, you work an hour.
And you're risking it.
You work an hour a day. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You work an hour a day.
Well, that's not fair.
I mean, well, it's, I mean, it is. It
he
is.
Works more than an hour a day.
No, but I'm saying he's on TV an hour a day. I don't know. I know he's got writers. I don't know. I don't know how long he works. Maybe he just shows up, reads a script, and goes home. I don't know. And I have no problem with him making this much money.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're not getting $180 million in advertising, you think they're going to fucking pay him $24 million a year?
Mm.
I'll tell you right now, that's not going to happen.
Right.
It's just not. Especially when you can hire somebody else. And you think there's not people lining up to get in? You think Mike Huckabee's not knocking on the door?
Mike Huckabee can't do what he does.
I'm just saying, dude, you don't think Mike Huckabee's going, hey, guys, I can do a show. Hey, guys.
There is not another Bill O'Reilly out there.
Hey, guys. Oh, trust me, there is. You know, look at that one girl who just got fired by the one
that I've never heard of.
The good-looking girl who got fired by Glenn Beck, yeah. What, you think she's not knocking on Fox News' door? Come on.
She's suing him, isn't she?
Yeah, I'm sure she is, yeah. You think she's that Tommy Lauren or whatever? Come on, you know damn well that she's knocking on the door. And there's always another conservative whack job on the radio looking for a, looking for a TV show.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah, so I'll tell you what, he screwed up. Bill O'Reilly screwed up.
It's a shame.
It's not a shame.
It's a shame.
No,
man.
It's not.
It's quite rude.
It is, George. Very rude. Oh, my. Yeah. So, there you go. Unbelievable. So, but I heard another, but these advertisers, boy, he's in trouble.
It sure sounds like it.
He hasn't issued anything. He hasn't, you know what I mean? Tonight on The Factor, I need to apologize for my actions over the last few years. What I've done is irredeemable. I'm going to attend counseling. I'll be gone the next 2 weeks as I go to counseling to address my issues with the way I've treated women. You know, there's been none of that. There hasn't been any of that.
Well, he's denied it all.
Yeah, he just says, I didn't do it, and I just paid that woman $13 million. I mean, maybe he does make $24 million. Fuck if $13 million of it's going to pay off sexual harassment claims. God.
Crazy, you know?
I know. Bill O'Reilly's a lunatic. Really is. I'm telling you, I've just never done it. I've never done it. And I had interns my whole life. Attractive.
It'd be pretty ballsy to even try.
Yeah, I had attractive female interns or attractive women around me. You don't do it. I mean, granted, I was married to I had a wonderful wife at home that, you know, kept my interest sexually, but he did too. I don't even think it's sexual. I don't even think it's, I think it's a power.
It's the power. Yeah.
Like they love having power. I don't know. I guess I don't give a shit about power. I like a good writing meeting, you know?
A what?
A good writing meeting where you get together and you just write great bits. I love that. I like a good meeting with a producer before the show or after the show. I don't care what the gender of the producer is. I don't care. I'd have a female producer in a heartbeat. I don't care. As long as they do the job, I don't give a shit what they are.
Right.
I'll take one of those transgenders, and I don't even care what gender they're switching over to. I don't care. If you're a good producer, I don't give it. I don't care what you got between your legs or anywhere.
Not between your legs.
Yeah, it makes no difference to me. I love good meeting. I like working with people.
Right.
Like there's nothing. Like you're in the middle of a good news story and you're riffing with like a news person. Or if I'm in the middle of a good story and you and I are just talking about it, riffing and laughing, that's the best feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sticking my hand on a pussy that's any better than that. Or you know what I mean? Or getting the sensation of whatever the hell he's doing to these women. I don't get it.
Right.
I don't get it. Very bizarre. Yeah, so Bill O'Reilly did.
Yes.
Good old O'Reilly. He's going to flush it all away.
Yeah, he is. He's already done it.
Yeah. He knows
who else is going to come out of the woodwork.
It's going to be flushed away. Well, since we left...
the world has gone to shit.
Since we last did a show, I guess bomb's not the right... We missiled Syria.
59 Tomahawks.
He is not fucking around. I mean, son of a bitch.
I was like, what? Well, I sat there and watched it.
Listen, I know that some people, I'm sure that some people have problems with Trump doing this, but I got to be honest. You know what? It's about time.
Yeah.
Syria. You know, we got to shit or get off the pot with Syria. Obviously, yeah. Obviously, Russia, all right.
Oh, they're pissed off.
But obviously, they've chosen
your warships over into the Mediterranean. Yeah, but they're going to bully us.
They've chosen their. They've chosen their side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they've taken the side of Assad and the Syrian government. So the United States. I mean, Obama tried to choose a side, and this is the craziest part. He asked to bomb Syria a couple different times. He went to Congress to ask for permission. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. The Republican Congress didn't give him permission.
And technically, he didn't have to.
And here's what I love about, and I do love this about Trump. He's like, fuck it. I'm not even going to ask for permission.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do it. So,
and Congress has their panties in a wad.
I mean,
the president doesn't have to ask.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
The night that that happened, we pulled it up on Google Earth, the actual airbase.
Yeah.
To see what it all looked like.
No, I haven't seen it.
This 59 Tomahawks.
It's crazy.
And I all hated it.
I'm telling you, it is nuts.
It was a bit of an overkill, but it got it done.
But he got it done, and he didn't ask. Mm-hmm. So maybe, I don't know, maybe they'll give him crap for not asking. I don't know, but.
Oh, they already have.
He just did it. He just did it. And I know that, listen, and I heard this a lot. Well, if Barack Obama would have done it, blah, blah, blah. Listen, blah, blah, blah. It's past.
He's not president anymore.
Yeah. And yeah, maybe if he would have done it, he would have been crucified by the same people that are cheering it. But I don't care. It had to be done.
Yeah.
If Obama would have done it, I'd have been happy. Well, Trump did it. Now I'm happy.
Right.
Why not? Glad it was done.
Yep. And everybody is like, why is he destroying the country and then he's not letting the refugees in? He's trying to fix it.
Well, I will say that. That's bizarre. I mean, you know.
No, he's trying to fix it so they can go back.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Listen, I don't know motives. I'm just glad it was done. I really do.
You got to fix it so they can go home.
Yeah. I'm very happy that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And no American lives are lost, which I like that.
Right.
And I know some people are freaking out because... Did you see, like, the missile company that sold us the missiles? Trump is, I don't know if he's got stock or investments, or somehow he's got money tied into the operation.
Oh, really?
I bet he didn't even realize it, right?
Yeah.
There's no way he realized it, right? That'd just be crazy. But if you did, it'd be funny. And I hate to laugh.
I think it's funny that the Russian boats are heading towards those boats. Like they're going to do something.
I tell you.
Take your rusty frigates and go home.
Yeah. I don't know why I'd like this, but it would be funny if, all right, we're going to bomb Syria. Great. Oh, hold on. Let me get on the phone. Jerry, what missile company do I have money in? Oh, I own this one? Great. Hey, General, make sure you use blah, blah, blah. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Bomb them.
Those are good missiles. Let's use those missiles.
I'm going to tell you something. Those are the best missiles. Make the greatest missiles in the whole world. When it comes to missiles, there's never been a missile made like this. We make the best missiles on Earth. These are the friendliest missiles. These are
the bigliest missiles.
We know how to make these missiles big league. Oh God! I would have loved that. I don't think it happened. But.
And then Carl Vinson.
He what?
Carl Vinson.
The Carl. What? I can't understand what you're saying. What are you saying?
The Carl Vinson. The fleet going to the North Korean Peninsula.
The fleet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I see what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to North Korea.
Yeah. That's going to be nuts.
Oh, boy. Well, it's crazy. And if the weird thing is,
I like Chris Wornowski's posted it. He posted a news story at the top. It's like we.r.all.going.to.die.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'll tell you, my nephew's in the Navy. I got a couple nephews in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
But my niece's husband, they were in town last week.
Yeah.
Or they were here Thursday night. And they're over here, and I go, hey, man, Trump just bombed Syria. My nephew goes, what? I go, yeah, he just bombed Syria. He goes, oh, no.
Right.
And I go, no, what's up? Oh, nothing. He does a... nuclear submarine.
Uh-huh.
And I could just tell. I could tell. He's like, oh, fuck. We did not bomb Syria.
My nephew does the bombs for the airplanes that take off.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Off the aircraft carrier.
And it's scary. Listen, I got a nephew who's in Korea.
Mm.
In the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. I mean... This is scary stuff.
Yep.
And my family has had, you know, we've had family members in every war.
Right.
And it's so bizarre that we have. I mean, it's just craziness.
He's stirring up something, that's
and it's
for
like,
sure.
Oh,
but
man.
It's about time.
I'd hate to have it, but, you know, what do you do?
They say that every 20 years or so.
Yeah. Damn. Well,
it's an exciting weekend, that's for sure.
The new Thor trailer is out, Nikki.
The what?
The new trailer for Thor, the movie. You know, Thor. He's got a new movie coming out.
Oh.
Here's the trailer. We'll watch it together. It starts with Thor's chained. He's got a bunch of chains around him. And he's swinging over something that looks like hell. I don't know what it is.
Now I know what you're thinking. How did this happen? Well, it's a long story.
Continuing the new history of, you know, classic rock songs being in superhero movie trailers. You know, did you notice the Beatles were in the Justice League movie trailer?
No.
Yeah, and now you've got the Immigrant Song in this one.
Oh.
By Led Zeppelin. Yeah, I'm saying mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's happening. There's a big ugly woman with like horns on her head or something. I don't know what's going on.
Asgard is dead.
Now they're blowing up Asgard, Nikki. Asgard's being blown up.
Oh my goodness.
Hi there.
Now they're tying. They got Thor in a chair, and they're handcuffing him and stuff. Looks very weird.
I'm buying his Thor chain.
What have you brought today? Tell me.
Oh, that's Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum's in the Thor movie.
That's why.
Now there's Loki battling a bunch of aliens as there's obviously a war on Asgard. Horrible.
It's main event time.
So now they're in an arena and they've got Thor in an arena. He's obviously going to fight someone.
Is it the same guy playing Loki?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's the Hulk. So this planet that he's on or whatever, they introduce their champion, and it's Hulk, who we saw at the end of Age of Ultron. Remember, the Hulk just flew away by himself?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously these people must have found him and blah, blah, I think. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I seem way too excited. I seem very excited about this.
We know each other. He's a friend from work.
Oh, come on.
There you go. That's what it's about, I guess. I have no idea what that... I have no idea what it was about. All I know is that the Hulk is somehow... I don't know.
You have no clue.
No. I thought I'd watch the trailer and I'd be able... I have no idea what's going on. I know somehow he's getting in a fight with the Hulk at the end. I couldn't tell you what's going on, though.
I like the Deadpool trailer.
Oh, was it? That was just a teaser. The one before the one before Logan?
Huh?
The what?
What did you say?
You mean the Deadpool teaser before Logan, where he's
when he's trying to get Logan to get back in the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's Logan stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I think it's fine.
I watched the girl. Do you watch the show Girls?
No, I don't have cable.
Oh. They're getting ready to wrap up. But I'll tell you that, you know, in the show, her boyfriend is, or her roommate is this gay guy. And that dynamic is so, or who was her boyfriend or blah, 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 you know. But I find that dynamic so fascinating.
I don't even know what show you're talking about.
The show Girls. You don't even know the show?
Uh-uh.
It's got Lena Dunham.
What channel is it on?
It's on HBO.
No.
It's basically about these girls in their 20s, and they're horrible. They really are, to be honest. They're horrible people, okay? And they have been since the beginning of the show. They need to grow up. I mean, they're just...
Well, girls in their 20s usually do.
They're horrible, horrible, horrible people. But the show's getting ready to wrap up its run. And I think it's been maybe 8 years, 7 years? And last night was the second to last episode ever. And I watched it, you know, with my wife. You know, I had to watch it. No sex in last night's episode. Which, I mean, I'm not trying to be Bill O'Reilly or anything, but I gotta tell you, I do like the sex in that show. And I was a little, you know, little bummed out that no sex in the episode, but that's all right.
That's the only reason why you watch it.
Well, no, I mean, I it's one of the main ones. I'll tell you that. One of the main reasons I watch it is to see the occasional sex. No sex in the show. But they said, so last night ended with, it was like the penultimate episode. I think next week is the finale. But I think they're going to time jump. Because the lead character's pregnant. And I don't know. It's too much to explain. I'm not even going to explain it, but. I just wanted to mention for those of our listeners that do watch Girls, you know.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Let me see.
How was Uber driving this weekend?
It was crazy. It really was. You know what? There was so much love this. I got to tell you, I really. This weekend was, it seemed, I had so much love from people who loved the morning disaster. Because here's the deal with the disaster is all those people that listen to it, and I'm not saying all, I mean, some of them are my age, you know, but. And older. There are some that are older. Like the people that were like 35 when the show first went on, you know, they're much older now. But, or 40 when the show first went on, they're much older. Hell, remember Trapper John? He was 70. You know, but I got to tell you, I ran into more people this weekend that I was giving rides to when they realized who I was. All they wanted to talk about was a morning disaster.
Cool.
And then they were shocked when they found out Jimmy died.
Yeah.
I said, no, Jimmy passed away. They're like, what? I said, yeah, he passed away in 2007. They're like, oh, my God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a lot. Then I told them, you know, hey, check out morningdisaster.net. And they're like, what is that? Like, they'd never heard that we were doing this.
Yeah.
So it was, I'll tell you, it was weird. It was weird, but I, you know, and this is the last couple weekends now. is these people ask me stories, or they ask me to tell stories. Or they say, hey, I remember this one time when blah, 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 blah. Can you tell me what happened? And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I end up telling disaster stories, or the best part, when they go, hey, do you remember that time? And then blah, 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 blah. And they tell some big, long disaster story.
Mm-hmm.
Usually their telling's somewhat inaccurate. But it's such a fond memory for them.
Yeah.
That I just let them go. You know, I let them, I go, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Like sometimes they'll go, yeah, and you said blah, 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 blah. And I'll be like, I never said that. But that's what they heard. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just let them go and say it, you know. I'm not going to correct anybody. But this weekend, there's a lot of morning disaster love in that Uber.
Cool.
And that makes me feel cool, yeah.
Yeah.
And I also had a lot of WMAY love in the Uber.
Oh, wow.
You should be on there more. Hey, MAY should let you bring back the disaster. Hey, MAY should give you a slot. Hey, you should replace so-and-so. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, so I was getting a lot of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But there seemed to be a lot of people figuring out who I was when I was driving Uber.
Well, that's good.
And there was drunkenness. I picked up this girl. All right, so Friday night, right?
Uh-huh.
I get a call. All right. And, or I get an Uber ride to this bar and I pick this girl up, right? And oh my God, she's just, I can tell she's hammered. And she gets in the car and I'm like, okay, let's see here. I'm taking you to this. So that was just what she says. And I go, okay, let's get you home. And I'm driving, right? And usually I talk, you know. And that's the good part is we're just having conversations. I talk to everybody. I love the conversations I have when I'm Uber driving.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no talk in this conversation.
Oh, no.
There was a couple questions. I said, oh, did you have a good time tonight? Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this girl falls asleep in the front seat. And I mean, just, you know.
To keep it status quo.
Oh, yeah. She was out.
No puking, please.
Oh, that's what I'm like. Oh, God, don't throw up. Don't throw up. And so I get her over to her house. And her apartment. And I pull up. Oh, I know. We go through a road check. We go through a roadblock thing, you know.
Yeah.
And the cop looks in the car.
Oh, no.
And he goes, what is? And I go, dude, I'm on an Uber ride, you know. I go, I'm on an Uber ride. I just. And he goes, and the cop goes, yeah, just go on through.
That was nice.
I mean, she was manipulated in the seat, around the seat. But I can't even, I mean, he's like, just go through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, thanks, man. So I get the girl over to her place and I go, okay, all right, okay, this is it, right?
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, she's so out. It's like that kind of snore, you know. Like really bad apnea or something going on there, you know.
Right.
And I go, I finally get up. I say, hey, come on. I go, hey, you got to get up. Got to get up. Hey, you got to get up.
Thank you for waking me up.
And then finally, she rises, you know, sits up and goes, and then opens the door and stumbles. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to get out of the car and walk her. And I realize I don't even know which one is hers. This girl is so drunk. I had to check my seat, and I'm like, she better not have pissed her pants. You know what I mean? She didn't, thank God. No piss on the seat.
Yeah.
So the girl stumbles, and I realize she's walking. I'm like, okay. She walks, and she just goes inside an apartment, so I drive away, right?
Yeah.
And this is late at night on Friday night. So I go home, and I tell myself, you know, I said, you know what? I'm going to wake up early tomorrow, as early as I can. And I'm going to go driving. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't get up early. I couldn't bring myself to get up early. I needed to sleep. But I do finally get up like 9:30, 10 o'clock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately get dressed. And my wife's like, what do you want for breakfast? And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go drive Uber, make some money today. So I told her, I said, I'm just driving Uber on Friday, you know, Friday evening and all day Saturday. Because that was the plan. So I get up and my Uber app immediately goes off. And this address looks familiar. I'm like, well, that's weird. That's the same address I dropped that drunk girl off last night. You know,
at
his apartment complex. And I'm like, I wonder if, I wonder what's going on with this girl from the, yeah. I'm like, maybe it's the same girl. Maybe she didn't live there. Maybe it was a guy's house. Blah, blah. I go over there and this girl comes out and looks like the girl that I, but much prettier and much, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just put together better, you know. Looks like the beginning of the night. And she gets in and I'm driving her. And I go, did you have a tough night last night? And she goes, and she starts laughing. She goes, yeah, I did, actually. She goes, I don't even know how I got home. I said, oh, I brought you home. She's like, she's like, what? And I told her, I said, I gave you a ride home last night at this time. And she's like, are you serious? And I said, yeah, check your Uber app. You'll see it's the same driver. And she's like, oh, my God. So she starts asking me questions. She goes, what did I do? What was going on? You know. I mean, it was crazy.
That's funny.
Yeah, so that girl was so, listen, thank God I'm a decent guy.
Right.
Because if I'd have been Bill O'Reilly or something.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I could have been four fingers in or something. I mean, it would have been terrible. I wanted to wrap up the show with this. Where the hell did I put it? Did you listen to Mayhem Unleashed?
No, because I can't get it on my phone.
Oh, okay. Which is TJ's show, TJ and Rage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They do a show, and this week on the show, I gotta play this because. Because TJ played this on the show, okay?
Radio production's underway. A man just called and Rage ran away. Central Illinois, what do you say? Rage is really fat and gay. And we're singing Blow, Rage, Blow. Blow, Rage, Blow. Central Illinois, what do you say? Rage is really fat and gay. Blow, Rage, Blow. Blow, Rage, Blow. Central Illinois, what do you say? Rage is really fat and gay. Rage once called in from jail. He started asking everyone for bail. We all knew that he got in deep when he was accused of
molesting sheep. And we're singing, blow, rage, blow, blow, rage, blow. Central Illinois, what do you say? Rage is really fat and gay. Blow, rage, blow, blow, rage, blow. Central Illinois, what do you say? Rage is really fat and gay. Blow, rage, blow, blow, rage, blow. Central Illinois, what do you say? Rage is really fat and gay. Blow, rage, blow, blow, rage, blow. Central Illinois, what do you say? Rage is really fat and gay. Blow, rage, blow, blow, rage, blow. Central Illinois, what do you say? Rage is really fat and gay. Blow, rage, blow.
All right.
Blow, rage, blow. Central Illinois, what do you say? Rage is really fat and gay.
And there's the new Rage song that that TJ played on the show.
Yeah.
So he's looking for a new co-host. If anyone is interested, in co-hosting the Mayhem Unleashed show, please contact TJ today. No, I guess Rage is really mad.
No, I bet.
And not talking to him. So if you get a chance, you want to listen to that. That was on, I think, Friday's show. Whatever the last show they did was. Oh, my God.
He acts like an imbecile.
Yes, he did. Blow, Rage, Blow, the new hit song, by the way. Which was not received. It was shocking. It just wasn't received that well, Nikki.
I guess not.
What a shocker. All right, that'll wrap it up for today. So let's see. We've got Bill O'Reilly sexual harassment. We covered that.
59 bomb surprise.
Yep, 59 bombs. 59 bombs and nothing's on. The boycotting of advertisers. And, of course, we ended with a song about rage. Well, how can you beat that? Thought it was pretty good. All right, we're back tomorrow. It is Siblings Day, so, you know.
Yeah. None of mine are talking to me, so.
Yeah. You're not even talking to your siblings?
None of mine are talking to me right now.
Why aren't they talking to you? Not even the one you're taking care of?
Yeah.
He's still not talking because...
Because I told him he drank all of his money.
Well, yeah. Well, you're right. You should tell him that.
And he hung up on me, so.
Oh. Big alcoholic.
That
Sorry.
Was like Wednesday.
Sorry. You speak the truth. You speak the truth.
I know.
What can you do, right?
Yep.
Yeah, my family looks like. I guarantee none of us will call for Siblings Day. I've never even heard of Siblings Day. I didn't even know it was a thing. I guarantee none of my siblings will call and tell me it's Siblings Day.
Yeah, none of mine will.
There won't be a single one.
And I won't see any of them for Easter either, so.
And I won't call any of my siblings. My siblings and I, we're siblings. We like each other. We're just indifferent on showing it, I think. I don't know. I mean, I love my siblings. I see my brother Goose, like all the time I see Goose, because Goose and I, you know, we're company together, but.
Right.
But the other ones, like I talk to my brother, my older brother Rick, you know, my brother Foon.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to him sometimes. You know what I mean? Like I call him to tell him something. You know, and his advice is always, yeah, you sound like you're about to do the right thing. Sounds good. That's my brother. Yeah. Whatever you decide seems good. That sounds like what you should do. And I never talked to my sister, you know, but anyway, yeah, it's Siblings Day today. But I do love my siblings, and I wanted to say Happy Siblings Day, which is, I guess it's a thing. I didn't even know.
Yep.
And I guess that's siblings-in-law, too, right? Do you count them?
Sure.
Okay, well, then happy birthday to everybody. To, you know, Foon. Foon, Michelle, Bodine, Goose, Debbie, Jeff, Rita, Cindy. Happy Siblings Day to everyone. All right. There we go.
There you go.
Now I've covered it. All right. Neil Gorsuch, yeah. Neil Gorsuch has been sworn in as the new Supreme Court Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I'd throw that away, too. We now have a full court. And we have a full show that wraps up today. We're going to be back tomorrow with another episode of Morning Disaster. Thank you so much for listening. Celebrate National Siblings Day. So long, everybody.
Bye.